All right, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go through our draft review from round eight. And I'll tell you what, very lucky to get away with a win this weekend. There's a few games each season that I have marked down in my calendar as games that are going to put me in a little bit of curry. Obviously, this year with all my Cowboys, I was very nervous about the two Cowboys buys and obviously very nervous whenever they play Penrith. And they played Penrith this week and I thought, all right, probably going to lose the week they play Penrith. So
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Albeit, we managed to get away with a win this week. We had the fourth lowest score in our Supercoach comp this week, but we managed to play the guy that had the second lowest score, so we'll take it. Shout out to Stevie in my comp. He had the second highest score of the week and just happened to play the guy that had the highest score of the week. So very unlucky, but that is Supercoach draft. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. Good to see it not going Steve's way after he fucking fisted me last week. So you love to see it. My game this week, though, as I said, I obviously had the Cowboys v Panthers matchup, so it wasn't ideal. Knew it was going to be a tough week, but managed to get away with it. Before that, though, we had the breaking news, the news that stopped the nation, the news that definitely sent ripples through the Ashley Graham Memorial Draft League. I made a trade last week, made a decision that I'm sick of fucking around with halfbacks that essentially aren't getting picked in first grade. We've been through Bud Sullivan. We've been through Hutcher. We've been through Jack Cogger. We've now got Chad Townsend, which I'm not stoked about, but why not have another Cowboy? I've already got 80 of them. Why not have 81? So I sort of decided, you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to lock a halfback in. Jamal Fogarty got injured. One of my best mates has Fogarty, and I thought, you know what? He's not going to want to hold this guy for 10 weeks. He also has Kalen Ponga, who got injured, so I thought he's in a bit of curry. Maybe I can make a trade here. So I reached out to Jem. We sort of went through. What are the options? Who are we looking at? Obviously, Fogarty's out for a long time, so that brings his value down quite a bit. He's a goal kicker in a team that when he's playing, they're all right. So I thought, you know what? I'm happy to bring Jamal Fogarty in. Cut laughed at me before I made the trade. I actually got NRL Physio on the phone to talk to him and work out whether that was going to go through or how that was going to work, when he was going to return, how it would look and whatnot. He gave me the AOK, so I thought, you know what? Let's make this trade. Obviously, it sucks that I've got a guy on my bench that's not going to play for about 12 weeks. But the reality is Supercoach draft comps, they're not about what happens in the first 23 weeks. It's about what happens in the last 4 weeks. And if I can have a halfback like Fogarty for the last 4 weeks, I'm happy to do it. The guy I traded him for was Corey Oates, who I'm okay to see Oates go. He's a good player. There's no doubt about it. But is he first choice at the Brisbane Broncos? Probably not at the moment. I think he's probably one injury away from getting into that side. You saw Selwyn Cobbo was injured on the weekend, so Jesse Arthur's moved to center. That kept Oates in the team. So yeah, look, Corey Oates isn't going to be in it every single week. If there happens to be an injury at the Broncos and Corey Oates gets a spot, I might regret it, but I think I'd still rather have Fogarty realistically. The other thing about Corey Oates, which from Jem's side I got, was that during Origin, Selwyn Cobbo is going to go and play Origin. Reece Walsh is going to go and play Origin. There's going to be a spot there for him to play. So over the next 10 weeks, who's going to play more footy? Corey Oates or Jamal Fogarty? Corey Oates, without a doubt. But I think long-term, it's going to be the better play for me. But Jeremy, he found himself in a position where he lost his number one player, Kalyn Ponga, and he lost Jamal Fogarty. So he had to make moves and try and, you know, try and replace guys elsewhere. He's actually made three trades in our draft comp this week. Normally, there's maybe six or seven trades across our comp the entire season. This week, Jeremy made three. One with me, one with Aim, and then one with another guy, Stevie, who he traded three players. He's pretty much turned over half his squad this week, which has been fucking wild and has caused plenty of Kevin Agamas in our group chat. But anyway, yeah, so got Jamal Fogarty in. Very happy with that. We're playing the long game. Corey Oates, my CTWs are absolutely stacked. Didn't help the Greg Marsh, you got injured, but it is what it is. So, yeah, that's the trade I make. Fogarty means that I don't have to. At the moment, I've got Fogarty, Chad Townsend, and Jack Cogger. I will probably let Jack Cogger go this week, and I think I'll just play Chad Townsend. My Supercoach results are pretty heavily linked to the Cowboys anyway, so that is what it is. But, yeah, made a trade. Happy to get that across the line. Don't normally make more than one a season, so that might do us. But let's get stuck into the weekend. I scored 717 Supercoach points. Greg, who I was playing, scored 674. So ended up winning by about 30 or 40 points there. To be honest with you, it wasn't looking great. I actually thought on Sunday afternoon I was just about done and dusted. Then I finally had some attacking stats fall my way, which helped me get across the line. But let's go through the week. We had the New Zealand Warriors. They were the first game up against the Titans. you might remember the running joke a few weeks ago that I brought Dylan Walker into my side. He got ruled out. I love having Dylan Walker in my side as a 5'8". As you guys know, I normally leave a position on draft day and go, fuck it, I'll sort it out later. Dylan Walker comes off the bench for the Warriors. He scores 30 to 40 in base each week, and he's got attacking stats in him. Thankfully, we saw an attacking stat on the weekend. He put Adam Fanua Blake over. Shout out to Tim Williams, who didn't think Adam Fanua Blake would do well. Scored two tries. Cop that, Tim Williams. Dylan Walker scored 65 Supercoach points, so we'll take that as my 5'8". I think he ended up playing big minutes on the left edge as well. Greg had Mitch Barnett, who did his job, 59, and Cleese Haas, who got a 43. We then had the Dragons and the Roosters. This game did not go as I expected. Zach Lomax, he scored 62, which was okay. We'll take that. He was my VC. Wasn't enough to take. Got close on a couple of occasions, but 62, we'll take it from Lomax in a game they get beat by 50. I also had Tommy Eisenhuth. Now, this one hurt because I love Tommy Eisenhuth because I can plug him in at my CTW. He plays lock. He scores 45 points, and I take it and run. He got moved to center in the opening minute, which I was like, oh, that's going to really fuck me over in this game. Thankfully, he scored a very, very shit try. So he got his 40 points anyway, so can't complain. And in this game, Greg had his VC, which was Ben Hunt. He had an absolute shocker, Benny Hunt, got 29 Supercoach points. He also had Brandon Smith, who got 28. He also had Jack Bird, who got 28. So bit of a shit fight game there for Greg. We then move to the late game that night, the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Melbourne Storm. Greg had his captain on Cody Walker all week, and I thought, surely he won't captain Cody Walker against the Melbourne Storm in Melbourne. Surely he'll change this. To his credit, balls of steel. He captained Cody Walker, who just about turned out to be one of the top scorers of the week. So shout out to him. I think he scored about 65 or 66 points, I think it is. Cody Walker to get 132, laid on a few tries. Laid on a few tries to Jacob Gagai, who Greg also had. So it was a nice little combo there. Despite a 50-point drumming, he got very good Supercoach points out of that game. Just a shout-out to him. He also had Remus Smith, who got 29. We then moved to Super Saturday. So at this point, he's used his vice-captain, his captain. He's scored a couple of tries. He's doing okay. I'm thinking, ugh, I'm probably going to need to score some points. I've got this Cowboys-Penrith game not looking ideal. Might have to cop an L this week. We'll see how it plays out. Still had my captain to use, which was a really tough decision. I then had the Tigers v Broncos game. I had Alex Twoll. I saw Finu move to the starting team, and I thought, gun, Alex Twoll, he'll grab big minutes off the bench here. That'll be sweet. Didn't go his way. Only scored 26 points. So another kick in the dick there. Pretty disappointing. We then had the Cowboys-Panthers game, and I thought this was going to be an absolute shit show for me. Mate, my Cowboys actually did okay. Considering it was against Penrith, my Cowboys did pretty well. Chad Townsend, he scored 66. We'll take it. Reuben Cotter, 65. That didn't shock me. He was always going to get through a lot of work there. Kyle Felt scored a 50 without a try. Love that from Kyle Felt. Absolutely love it. Reece Robson, 48. We'll take it. Scott Drinkwater at 39 with a try assist. That was pretty shit. But Drinky was never going to do well against the Penrith Panthers, let's be honest here. So I actually did okay out of that. I thought I would go a lot poorer than that out of this game. Got two 60s. Felt got a 50 without a try. Reece Robson got his 50. We'll take it. Sitting okay there. Didn't captain any of those Cowboys. I wasn't confident enough, and thank God I didn't, or I probably would have lost in hindsight. And then we had the Parramatta Eels game. Gregor had Morgan Harper actually scored 48 Supercoach points. He did pretty well. In that Penrith game, he also had Lindsay Smith, who did 42. So coming into Sunday, I had Kai Pierce-Paul, Mars Hugh, Britt Nicara, Morgan Smithies. He had Trey Fuller, Sifa Talakai, and Pasami Solo because he's got a lot of injuries. Radley, Murray Tuolungi, Scotty Sorensen, Hamiso. He's got a lot of injuries, Greg. So he was in a tough little world of hurt there. So I was looking okay. I thought, you know what, if my captain can just get 60, that should lock me in for a win. I'll be sweet. I ended up going my captain on Kai Pierce-Paul. My logic here was, no Kalen Ponga. I think Jackson Hastings goes to Kai Pierce-Paul all day. He's been scoring sort of 60s for fun, so he's probably my safest option here. He didn't do very well. He got 44. He dropped a heap of fucking balls and whatnot, which wasn't great. Greg Marshew, 29, and got injured. Once again, not great. Kind of wish I had Corey Oates next week, but that's okay. Greg's been a fucking huge kick in the dick for me. To take him second overall, he's averaging about 40 or something ridiculous. Now KP's out. That's been pretty rank. And he's injured. So, yeah, Greg Marshew at pick number 2 has turned out to be a bit of a bed shit by me. But in that game, KPP got 44, 88 as captain. Greg Marshew, 29, all pretty shit. But the big one that hurt was on the other side of the park, Trey Fuller, my God, 99. I was a bit shocked he didn't go up, to be honest with you. I thought that was a well and truly 100-plus game. Didn't score a try, but was just breaking tackles and was just electric. So that made it really interesting. All of a sudden, we had a very tight affair on our hands. I had two players to come, Britt Nicara and Morgan Smithies. He had Talakai and Solo. He had Talakai, Solo, and he was up by about 60. So probably slight advantage to me, but if Talakai or Solo landed one attacking stat, things would have got very hairy. Thankfully, Britt Nicara absolutely lit it up. 93 Supercoach points. He was fantastic. Taking Trindle out of the side really unlocked Nico, which in help unlocked Britt Nicara, which was fantastic. 93 points. Morgan Smithies, 45. They got played off the park again, so I think he played limited minutes. But Talakai only got 30 and Solo only got 19. So, look, a week against when you got the Cowboys versus the Panthers and 80% of your team is North Queensland Cowboys, you probably don't expect to win that week. And I probably didn't deserve to win as well. But you got to take these wins when they come your way in a Supercoach draft comp. Got Jamal Fogarty, got to win this week. That puts me on the ladder, I think, in fourth or fifth spot. As you guys know, the Cowboys, they have the bye in round 25, which will be finals week 2 for me. I need to finish top 4. I need to win finals week 1 to avoid that Cowboys buy, or I'm completely fucked. So just need to keep landing these wins and getting ourselves closer and closer to the top 4. We're actually 6th right now. There's a real logjam, but I'm only one win away from second place. So happy with where we're sitting. Cowboys have got a good run over the next few weeks, so I'm expecting myself to push into that top 4 and sort of seal a spot in there over the next few weeks. But a good weekend in draft. Not the greatest weekend. Wasn't one that I was overly happy with, but sometimes you've just got to find a way to win draft games, even when you're going shit and whatnot. And we managed to do that this weekend. Got lucky with a matchup, but we'll take it. We've been unlucky plenty of times. We've been lucky plenty of times. Swings and rounds about. It all comes around at the end of the day. So good to get a win. Pushing on to next week, who I think next week, I think we've got a pretty good, we've got Al next week, who's doing okay this year, I think. So that'll be an interesting clash there. He's got a couple of high ceiling guys and whatnot. I'll get Josh Curran back. I've got better matchup for the Cowboys game. So actually feeling okay about this game next week. Think I should be able to get it done. Not that I'm a big predictions guy, or not that I'm a big not predictions, what do they call them, when they predict the score you're going to get, but I'm looking okay at the moment for this game. So fingers crossed we can get the job done there, and we can march on next week and keep pushing forward in our draft comp.
Hold up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.